T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, 8:08, Thursday morning. This portion of the program is brought to you by Amazon. Oh, Lady Gaga. Papa, paparazzi. Lady Gaga is going to be at AT&T Park in San Francisco this Sunday night. And we've got tickets to the show. So if you want to see Lady Gaga, be calling number 9-800-400-3697. The tickets are yours, courtesy of Interscope Records. Lady Gaga, AT&T Park this Sunday. Me a million reasons, about a million reasons.
I've seen her. She's excellent.
Do you have just you and I, Bryn?
Oh. I have a very special version.
Oh, don't do the play version. Play that special version.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All
right.
This is exciting.
Don't get that look on your face.
Yeah.
People want to hear Lady Gaga.
Pause it for a second. If you felt that way, you wouldn't have sang it in the first place.
I did it for Yuzi for her birthday.
Yeah, more.
Lady Gaga is playing this Sunday.
It still gives me chills. Oh, I love it.
Well, I've sung worse on there, that's for sure. At least that one's not super embarrassing or anything. Call now and you'll get those tickets. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer. Hooman, thanks to your friend for bringing in the burritos. Delicious.
Carolyn.
This girl brings, she comes in, she looks like she just ran like a road race. Like she's sweating.
She's fully.
And Hooman is like shoving her ahead of him. Like, come on, get in there, get in there.
She's got sweat running down her forehead.
Felt so bad for her. She's like, ah, nice to meet you. Here's your food. I hope you enjoy it.
Should we pay her for this?
I'm happy to. Yeah, do you want?
No.
Is she, you're just here to just like check out the show, your friend of Hooman's? Where do you guys know each other from?
Come over here.
Yeah, come on over. Who is this friend of Hooman?
Tell them as much as you want to say. I don't know if you want to be anonymous. She's a nurse. She helps a lot of people.
Nursing
Did she nurse
is...
you back to health at some point?
No. You can say whatever you want.
We just met at Children's Hospital in Oakland. That's all. Oh. And I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Listen every morning.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I understand we have a few listeners over there at Children's Hospital in Oakland.
We do. Yeah. We do have
nice.
A but you nurse for a living.
Yes, I nurse.
Good for you. That's big work.
Yuzi got up
Did
and
you turn her off.
No, Yuzi got up and turned her mic off and walked out of the room.
What's up with you?
She said, "I've heard enough out of that lady." Thanks again for the brekkie. That's really nice of you. Hey, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Did you know you turned her mic off when you walked out of the room?
I turned my mic off. Sorry.
Yeah, you turned off your mic.
She's on your mic.
They couldn't hear her. They were talking to her, and all of a sudden you turned off the mic.
I'm so sorry.
I'm like, well, we're done with her.
I was feeling like she was on mic too, and I went to go print something out.
Yeah.
A story that just came across. Sorry about that, Geraldine.
No, that's all right.
No worries.
Mid-sentence click.
We have a lot
I'm
of listeners
here.
Over there.
Yeah, so where do you work?
Jesus, is that what you get for a burrito around here?
It's a sweaty burrito.
A bad attitude, a mic turned off, and a walking out mid-sentence? Jesus.
Oh, I wanted to get Sarah this story.
It's a huge story, actually.
What do you got to do to get a hug around here? My God.
All right.
Jesus.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Incredible characters, memorable moments. Share the love this summer at the MontereyBayAquarium.org. I do not know why this has come up so many times recently, but is this, what is this? I mean, you just handed it to me. Is this some kind of official announcement?
Yeah.
Today, Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, wait, hold on. My queen.
Play the music.
That's right. These are your people.
Play the royal
your blue
music.
Blood. Your royal blue
I'm
blood.
I'm English. I didn't even know. Ancestry DNA. Well, I don't need to plug them, but turns out I've got it up 20-something percent.
Stake in the English royalty.
Great Brit
right.
in me.
Yeah, it's crazy. And
I was thinking about going to what do they call that flag? The Jack?
The Union Jack?
I got to go get
Is
one
that
of
what
those.
That's called?
Yeah, the Union Jack.
Oh.
I need one of those.
Well, I mean, that and the Italian flag, I mean, those should be plastered on every room in your house. Today, Queen Elizabeth officially announced she will be passing down her crown.
We already argued this, so you need to say.
To her grandson, Prince William, and his wife, Kate Middleton.
Oh, my God, they're skipping.
She is skipping over her own son. I didn't realize she got to say. I mean, she is the queen.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize she got to say who was next in line. The drama surrounding the royal family has taken most of the attention away from their policies and image of regal stature. She believes implementing a younger generation than her son is vital for the House of Windsor to thrive in the future. Her Majesty realized that William and Kate are the future. She has spent 65 years making sure the House of Windsor survives, and she sees William and Kate as having the energy and star quality to do the job in a modern world.
Her son is fuming.
Well, she's, you know, she didn't. Apparently, she didn't like Diana, and then once she had to accept Diana, she certainly didn't like Camilla.
Well, I think she didn't like Diana for a different reason than not liking Camilla. Well, I think Diana had a lot of people who loved her.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So that was probably...
You don't want that. I want the love for the queen.
Yeah, well...
Why would I want some upstart coming in here? It seems wrong. They had actually, I mean, there's a million conspiracy theories about Princess Diana and her death. And one of them is that the queen said, let's get rid of that. Let's make that go away. We don't need that in the future monarch's life. So anyway, she's saying she sees William and Kate as having the energy and star quality to do the job in a modern world. Queen Elizabeth will always do it his best long term for the health of the monarchy. Her Majesty has said that she truly does not believe the monarchy has the respect and power it once had.
Well, she's right.
The source continued, in her eyes, William and Kate are the two people who can turn that around.
You know...
She's not wrong.
A book I'm reading was written, it's set in England, and it was set at the time when they were getting married.
Oh, and is that in the Cormorant Strike
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, and it's a big part of the book that it stops everybody in their tracks as this marriage is... Well, mostly women, but the point was...
It's set in the 80s? Those books are set in the 80s?
Those two didn't get married in the 80s?
Yeah, they did. Like 1983.
No, not Diana. The two people getting the damn crown.
William and... Oh, yes. My God. All right. Oh, okay. Oh, Jesus. I was like, what?
No, they're very...
I thought those were modern
books.
No,
the point was, it's very... They're very... The new... King and Queen
sure.
are very popular.
Very.
And people are into it.
People
and they
love
like her.
Them. They love Kate. They love William. They love Harry.
The boys, yeah.
It's an interesting choice. That's probably the right one. Her son is considered a fool.
Yeah.
By many.
No, I've always heard that he was not going to be the king, that they were skipping him. And that I thought he disqualified himself or something, but apparently it's Queen's choice.
Wow.
I am the queen, and I have made my decision.
So now the prince has to call his son the king.
The king, your Ooh. Grace, your Ooh. Royal highness.
Wow, that is
what
something.
What it is.
Well.
It's pretty funny. Where is this out of, Yuzi?
That's from Yahoo.
All right. Oh, thank you, Yahoo.
We were just talking about this, though, that it does seem like for her, it seems time. Step down. Like, pass it on. What are you doing?
Right.
You're in your 90s for
even
crying
her,
out loud.
Her husband recently retired from public. I mean, that dude's 96 or something. He's like, I just can't keep up with the schedule anymore. I want to sit and eat crumpets and sip tea. Or whatever.
And now the queen
do.
Can really get to some drinking.
Yeah! Are these four drinks a day? That's out the window. The lady has four drinks a day.
I read the article you sent me.
Oh, okay.
Do you
want right, to
talk
on,
about this or no?
Hold on.
Let me post it on the
Game
Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, do you?
What is happening?
Game of Thrones.
This is a
My
big
mom
deal.
Sent me a link to a video, and she sent it right before we went back on the air, and I did not have time to look at it. In the books,
This is
all
big.
Right, big. Listen, if you're not all caught up, this is from seasons and seasons ago. It's from the Red Wedding. So there are spoilers here, but anybody who's caught up or even in this season, it's not a spoiler from this season. Catelyn Stark.
Who?
Catelyn Stark.
I don't know who that is.
You do. It's Ned Stark's wife, the mom of all
the... got a throat cut at the Red Wedding.
Right. As her son got it and her grandchild was killed.
Okay.
Catelyn Stark gets it.
That's the one Nightingale wants to do.
Right, Littlefinger.
That guy.
Right.
Nightingale.
Whatever.
Like Mockingbird? Anyway, she gets killed at the Red Wedding in the book. And I believe they toss her body in the river, and it floats down river, and the Beric Dondarrion crew find her. Beric is the one who has the red, one of the guys in his troop is like a, what are they called? The
minister
red lady.
Or the Lord of the Light.
The Lord of Light, right.
Remember, they're the people that could bring Jon Snow back to life.
Yeah.
Is that the guy that was humping all his kids?
No, that's another guy. No.
You talking about Beric Dondarrion?
I don't know.
No, he's talking about the guy over the wall who would like give
Oh, Craster.
His, yeah, the guy. Yeah. Who cares about that?
Yeah.
Guy?
Well,
no, no,
it's
no.
It's the sorry,
Wildling?
Heavy kid.
Oh,
his
Samwell
wife,
Tarly.
Yeah, his yeah. wife is one of the daughters that
yes,
got away.
It's not these. It's not. It's different people.
It's her dad.
No, he's good. They have nothing to do with
all
this.
Right.
But way to, you know, throw a screen across.
I'm trying. I have no
doing
idea.
Doing a screen pass here. So, in the books, Catelyn Stark is murdered at the Red Wedding.
Yes.
And her body is recovered and brought back to life by the power of the Lord of Light.
Yes.
And she becomes this lady called Lady Stoneheart. Isn't that her name?
Mm.
In the books. And she's very, she's not
he
in
He doesn't read books. Why asking him?
She's not in it very much in the books, but she actually puts some crucial characters to death. Although we don't know for sure because it was at the end of the fifth book and we don't know if they're coming back. But they never even gave you a glimmer of that in the show.
Mm-hmm. Except
it looks like
she's back.
So you say that clip.
So I just posted an article, and the article has the video of when Catelyn Stark was in this season.
So they're saying you could see her at Winterfell?
At Winterfell, yes.
Walking through the background.
During the fight between Arya and Brienne of Tarth.
Oh. So while our eyes are focused on Arya and Brienne of Tarth having it out in the...
There's two moments where Catelyn's walking around the background.
And can you clearly see her face?
No.
Oh.
You
so this is
her.
Just a theory. This could just be some random person walking around Winterfell.
So the whole article's there. They break it down. They break down the scene. They break down the moments. It's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page. What do you think?
Page.
Is this BS or is this real? What do you think? Tell the truth for once.
I'll say this. I think it's real, and the reason is because the show is so, like, they care about the attention to detail so much. Not just in the plot points, but even in the costumes. Even, you know, every little thing matters.
They go to IKEA to get the rugs to throw around the guys in the Night Watch's shoulders.
So this would fall in line with all of the crazy, over-the-top, like, phenomenal moments in the show.
Are you referring to the scene where, like, she's way in the background walking in the dress?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's her in the dress, supposedly.
But it's just a lady in a dress. You can't...
It's a theory, Bryn. Please don't ruin it for everyone.
I know it's a theory.
Yeah, you can't see her face
at
all.
It's not even...
It's an extra walking through the passages of Winterfell.
This is a deep theory. You got to be deep for it to resonate.
I'm not that deep.
I know. Anyway, everyone, it's the article's there on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, along with Yuzies, Reviewsies, and Felix, the dog that can't catch anything.
Fritz.
Felix
dog.
Is good.
Oh, yeah. I said Fritz. Felix, sorry.
You were close, though.
Chester Bennington.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He shot a carpool karaoke episode.
Have they decided to run it?
Well, James Corden said, I'm not... That's not my decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
And he deferred to the family.
Chester's family.
He said, we have no plans for this as a future episode. And I'm not sure if this is for his regular show or for that new carpool karaoke thing he's got. Like, isn't there a spinoff show on
Yeah,
that?
There is.
So I'm not sure which one it is. But he basically says, we consider it not our decision to make.
Well, that's nice of him, but you'd think he'd go to them and say, I want to air this. This is something he did.
Right.
He did a great job on it. I would think you'd want people to see him.
Oh, and maybe down the line they will. But I think right now, while it's super fresh, the last thing they want is this guy yucking it up, you know, singing songs in a car. I'm sure the family's like, let's...
Should we vote?
She tweeted back to him something along the lines of, you know, thank you so much, James, with like a little heart or something. I don't have the exact tweet in front of me. But actually, they are doing a memorial statue for Chris Cornell's family.
Yeah, in Seattle.
In Seattle. These two were great friends, which is why I did the stories together. Chris Cornell's family has commissioned a memorial statue. It'll be erected in Seattle. I do not see the exact location. But this is, it's happening. Vicki Cornell committed $100,000 via their foundation. And they're trying to get that set up there.
All right.
Oh, they're determining where the statue will permanently reside. And she welcomes fans' suggestions. He is Seattle's son, and we will be bringing him home and honoring him. I hope with all of you, your love and support. So there you go.
I'm getting conflicting stories. People are saying that that's fake news about the Royals.
Oh,
but I actually find it very hard
to believe that that they're making that kind of a. It just seems so weird too that we were just talking about this. It could be fake news. I didn't realize it was the queen's decision to make, although she is the queen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like if she were making a decision that were best for the Royals,
she's making the right one.
But if the whole thing is about history and all of this...
If he's next in line for the throne,
then he should get it.
He's next in line for the throne.
And as much of a bummer as it might be for some to look at him as the king of their country... That's the deal.
Right. Hey, quickly, I just want to fit this in. Glenn Campbell passed away, as you're well aware. Somebody went back and found a Radiohead cover of Rhinestone Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And Bryn gave it a listen and thought it was good, so we're going to play a little bit of that. A rare gem from the band's early years resurfaces in the wake of Campbell's passing. That's funny.
It is.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's weird that it's... I don't particularly love this song, and...
That's a cute song.
They've made it their own. Cards and letters from people I don't even know. There you go. Radiohead's version of Rhinestone Cowboy by Glenn Campbell. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
This just in, there's a new social media challenge. It's called Boob Hearts. I'll tell you about
it. We did that story.
That's fake news.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program brought to you by First Five California. I have an email here. Our email address is sarah@radioalice.com or vinny@radioalice.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE. You can also send bad advice requests there for our secret show that we do in addition to this one. This is from listener Rachel.
Where's Rachel?
Hello. I'm right here. I'm an original listener from Burlingame. I'm on vacation in Iceland. My son is in the World Yo-Yo Contest today.
Oh, fun. Where's that at?
Iceland. That's where they're at.
Oh, that's why she's
that's
there?
That's why they're in Iceland, apparently.
Wow. Oh, man. I felt bad for the lady who was at Disneyland for the dance contest there. Iceland?
Well, they got to have something. I guess the World Yo-Yo Competition.
Would you do that for your kids?
Go to Iceland if they were a master yo-yoer? Sure.
Yeah, right.
I went there for no reason.
Right.
It'd be incredible to have a reason to go. Besides being like, wow, this church is pretty and it's freezing here. Let's go. So he's in the World Yo-Yo Contest. He's 13 and his name is Hayden. Would you please wish him good luck?
Hayden. Good luck, buddy.
Yo-Yo, your little heart out. You're a madman with a yo-yo. You prove to those Icelandic people that you're the best yo-yoer in the world. She says, also, can I get some shots? I just turned 50.
Shots?
Yeah, give her some shots. You're in Iceland. Thank you for making me smile every weekday for the past 18 plus years. Love you guys, from Rachel, sent from the Ministry of Magical Thinking. She's in Iceland.
Where is Rachel?
She's in Iceland. for the yo-yo competition. The simplest one-on-one interactions with your child mean so much, even if it's just talking during a walk around the block together. Remember, quality over quantity. More at first5california.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For August, check out Oakland's Airport District.
I'm like intrigued.
Oh, me too.
I don't know what's going on. Do you just lay on the ground and watch the airplanes go overhead? Like, I don't...
Oh,
quite
it's better than that,
is it?
Sarah.
Oh, well, we got to go find out. Let's go. Thank you, Oakland.
Here's what's happening. We're going to begin with a story that we heard. Breaking news. The queen is skipping her son and handing the throne to her grandson.
So what are they saying? Is this fake news?
People are saying it's fake.
No one is saying it. I went to all the reputable news sites, and it's not. I mean, I truly pulled up SF Gate, San Jose Merc.
This would be everywhere.
Google News. It would be everywhere.
Would be.
There's
so
a lot
Yahoo?
About North Korea is upping its, you know, rhetoric.
The bad news is all there.
Guam. I mean, Guam is shaking in their boots.
We're just Guam, man.
We're just sitting here.
We're just a place to stop and get gas on your way home.
This is good one. That's pretty funny.
Thanks, Vinny.
This is huge news, and it's not only not on British newspapers. What are your sources for Queen Elizabeth advocating?
Yeah, Yahoo.
Yeah, that was it.
That's the only one.
So it's nowhere to be found. So
I'll be very surprised
if
it's real.
Well, it
did seem out of the blue, too.
It's so surprisingly timely with what we were just talking about. I feel like one of our listeners did it.
I know. Hey, you know what? You got us.
It's on Yahoo and Closer Weekly.
What's Closer Weekly?
I don't know, but they published it a day ago, and Yahoo did it 7 hours ago.
Is that like a gossip website?
It seems like if that was real, it would be...
Or like a Snopes.
Everywhere. Even if it was only in British stuff, that would be all the Brits would talk about.
Yeah, people were saying they went to the Twitter, the BBC Twitter or something like that.
Nothing.
And nothing was there.
No, then it's fake, for sure.
Has anyone checked heaviermetal.net?
You should check that. Let's see what's going on there.
Check that out. That might be where we need to look.
They're having fights over celery and carrots.
The news actually out of good old Mary England, if I could, is that
your hometown.
Well, right. I don't want to say my hometown. I've never been, actually, but I am.
It's your homeland, your people's homeland.
Yeah, turns out.
Let's hear that English accent, Vin.
I can't do it right now. Thanks to Ancestry DNA .com or whatever, that I have English in me. Great Britain.
A lot of it. The second most that you have.
And so...
What did your mother say when she found out that she was only a tiny bit Irish?
She actually said, you know what? On your dad's side, I found out not too long ago that there is someone, grandma or whatever, great-grandma, was English.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, why don't you guys pass this news on? I mean, it does seem like we've been told... Was told I'm 3/4 Italian, 1/4 Irish.
And it turns out
that's no one ever updated that news until
half Italian.
Over half Italian and like a quarter.
Just about a quarter English.
Great British.
Which would make sense if you had an English grandmother.
Africa in me of all. Well,
apparently we've all got that. Like it all comes back to these, you know, five areas. Mm.
So I actually sent away for the testing kits.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was my brother's kit.
Right.
Yeah.
And it made me... I've been riveted to it.
Yeah.
And also...
It's fascinating.
About the story that you were just bringing up. So my mom wasn't surprised or even... She said, well, yeah, I know my family history. We're Italian.
Mm-hmm. But, so she's like 100%.
Yeah, she knows her line. It was my dad's, I guess, that was where all the other stuff was coming out of. So she didn't trip on it, but I did think the way my brother texted me this information about what, you know.
With no pre-sell, no warning.
I could see a lot of people who've been walking around hanging their hat. They got an Italian tattoo or what, you know, whatever. And all of a sudden it turns out they're not. Mm. And I did get someone told me something that I thought, huh. So in South America, if you're, let's say, Nicaraguan and you believe you come from Nicaragua and it turns out, mm-hmm. no, you might have some Costa Rica or, God forbid, some Mexican in you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
That's what I said. I was like, what? What? But people do hold weird prejudice, mm-hmm. whatever right. they sure. might be. Something that many of us might not know about might be hard felt right. well, on someone some in someone else's book.
Trace Your Roots shows that they have. I mean, they show you that you come from a line of slave owners or, you know, or other equally horrible things. Like, yeah. oh, your grandpa was a Nazi. You know, whatever right. whatever it is, it can be hard to find out the reality.
Did so, you order from the same company or
yes.
a different company?
So I thought about which I should do. Should I go with the same company yeah. or go with, like, the Google one? What is that? 123? What
or
is
there's 23andMe.
23andMe, that's the
and
one.
They, someone was texting in the other day that 23andMe, you can tell them that you don't want that
medical history.
Medical stuff.
The medical
yeah.
history costs more. I looked it up. I actually looked at both, and then I decided... First, I'm going to do the one to cross it, reference it to the one my brother did. And then if it's comes out shady or weird, or then I'll do it again with, mm-hmm. with the 23andMe.
How much
you
was
should
it,
do
though?
The daughter, your daughter, find out, because then you'd find out a lot about your girlfriend's background,
well,
too.
No, I ordered one for me and one for my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So
how much
we're going to do
kits?
It first. $69.
Oh, okay.
So actually,
which
I said...
Which is actually kind of amazing that they can look at your DNA for $70
and, it's
and
a
give
spit
you all
test.
This info. Incredible.
It's mm-hmm. just a swab. Send it back. Mm-hmm. And they do say they'll delete your DNA, but one of the things people wrote in
right.
was,
oh,
you know, they'll have your DNA. And I was like, right, what are they going to do with it?
Clone you.
Create a super DJ.
Yeah.
Mm. How could it get
amazing,
any better?
Amazing, Vinny.
Oh, really?
How could Vinny get any better than
he
already is?
He is perfect.
Could pay attention in school. That would have helped. Anyway, let's get to some news
Wait,
stories.
Wait, I got a text from Liam. He goes, fake news on royal coverage. Please loop in the royal correspondent next time. The queen serves crown and country. Charles has to be the king.
Cheers, Liam. Cheers.
Yeah, he'll be in a
he
few
will
minutes.
He will be. He'll be in.
Cheers.
Liam, just wait till you get here, buddy.
It
I
does
mean,
seem
just take
like
a breath.
If the queen could decide who the next in line for the throne yeah. is, that they could just that there would have been way more upset in the past.
I told you guys what I read was Charles is the dude. And maybe that's why she hasn't given it up.
Right.
Because
maybe.
She's like, for as little time as possible, we want him to be our person.
Maybe but he'll die what, before me.
What I read is it goes
son.
To him.
I mean, I'm sure she loves him.
Right.
But based on the fact that she's trying to bring in a new generation of people to the royal family, mm-hmm. the popular choice would be the young ones.
It would be. I feel bad that we went ahead and did that story because now anybody who stopped listening at that point is going to go off and just continue to disseminate the wrong information. Oh, my God, did you hear the news?
Well, delete that in post, Bryn.
It turns out this is fake news. Yeah. Back to you, Vin. Sorry.
Two Bay Area school districts were ranked among the 25 best for K-12 grade students in the United States, according to a new study.
Which ones are they?
The two districts, the Palo Alto Unified School District and the Los Gatos Saratoga Joint Union High School District, appeared in the 25 at 23rd and 24th.
Oh, congratulations. Great. If you can afford to live there, you can afford to give your kids an excellent education.
And Los Gatos is much bigger than I originally thought. I thought it was only that little piece, the stretch up.
What? What
I
happened?
Heard gurgling.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
I heard it.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I did not hear that, but it was probably me. I'll own it. I'll just take it.
We did just have burritos and fruit.
That's true. It
anyway,
could have been me. I
thought it was
didn't
just that
it.
Stretch off 17, uh-huh. but it's much bigger than that. I had to go, when I was doing my shoulder, I had to go for an MRI, and they said it's in Los Gatos, and I found
where?
Myself.
Where?
Los
Where's...
Gatos.
Las Gatos.
I found myself over in a part of town I never knew about.
Was it lovely?
It's lovely, yeah.
Was there
great
parking?
Homes. Actually, what's funny is I walked in and the lady goes, didn't they tell you you don't have an appointment? And I went, I'm here. Do you think they told me I don't have an appointment? And she goes, oh, right. Well, see, it turns out, and starts telling me this story. But it was one of those moments where I'm looking at her like, are you listening to yourself? Would I be here in front of you if someone had told me that?
Right. Who's so, this they? Is yeah, that you happened? Not calling me? Is,
yeah, it's just one of those you. Weird things where yeah. you're looking at someone going, you know.
So what did they do?
They sent me to another place, which was, it was all good.
Oh, okay.
But it was just one of those.
Like close by?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Close enough by that I didn't flip my you know what.
Right.
Because I might have done that
right.
since I was there
yeah.
and on time for my appointment.
It's a wicked pisser.
The guy who invented those annoying rules for choosing your password says he now regrets them. Bill Burr worked for the National Institute of Standards and Technology in 2003 when he was put in charge of coming up with the rules for good passwords. Even though he wasn't a security expert and didn't even know much about the subject.
Oh, how's that happen? Such a pain
in every walk of life, some guy slides through who's like, what? Yeah, I'll do it. All over the place, isn't it? What a pisser. Anyway, he says...
There's a lot of those today.
He says, sorry about that.
Yeah, well, let's just change it.
There's two reasons. One, because those passwords are super annoying. You know, the one where you've got to put a symbol and an uppercase and a lowercase right. and a number.
A number.
He says, too, because more research has proven that's not even effective. It turns out that passwords that are longer are much more secure. So a password with four random common words like purple trombone dancing bucket is much better than the four symbols or covering the four right. things. And most people are like, well, I'll use my address and my first initial uppercase. You know, I mean, that's...
Right.
It's a dead giveaway. It's an easy guess. Much easier guess. They say it would take hackers hundreds of years long to hack our current 100 years longer to hack those other passwords if they were randomized long words.
Right. That's actually a pretty good idea. Purple trombone.
Don't use that. That's
I'm
ridiculous.
Use it.
I just
I'm gonna go ahead and use it. I figure you broadcast it. No one will use it now, so I'll just go purple trombone happy liver.
Whatever purple trombone dancing bucket.
Oh. I like it. Ooh, did you hear that?
Yes, I've been hearing it this whole break. You're gurgling all over the place.
I'm so sorry. My bodily functions are distracting you.
Well, you're getting old.
They're
it's true.
Noisy. Is that the thing that's like trying to kill you at night?
That's not...
What's killing her at night?
Nothing's killing me at night.
What
I was
happened?
Saying
she had to get a special bed I to did, lift her up so she
happened?
Wouldn't like choke on her
when
own throat.
I was
what's
at
happening?
The mattress store, now known as Mattress Firm. It was Sleep Train back then.
Okay.
They sold me the, you know, the movable base. And I was like, this is great. And the guy said, you can take it up a degree or two.
Mm-hmm.
If you have acid reflux, it can really help.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that onto, I said, oh, it turns out you can take it up a degree. So now,
this is not the story you told us.
As far as Vinny's concerned.
What's the story?
I have like a terrible acid reflux
what's
disease.
What's the truth?
The truth
she
is.
She said she wakes in the middle of the night going, ha!
You do?
No, I don't do that.
We're worried about
I
you.
Don't have that. But
that is what she said in the commercial. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? I said,
yeah,
I wake in the middle of the night and go,
we're going to have to play that back.
She said, she finally stopped throwing up in her mouth at night.
So. Yeah.
You know, she said that?
No, I did not
you
say
throw
that.
Up
oh,
in your
my
mouth
God. Story changer.
Oh.
I'd like to believe you, Sarah, but.
Hello, Kettle.
Your memory is not that great. Hey,
it's
I actually
ridiculous.
Have a question.
I'm sure I went along. This is my problem. Vinny says something and I kind of go along with it. Yeah. And the next thing you know, he
oh,
brings it up every
problem?
Single time. Yes, that's my problem.
How dare you?
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
Before you go, do you say Dracarys?
No, to make the dragon spit fire? No,
yes.
I don't. What was your question?
My question is regarding those beds. Dracarys. Do you have to have a special sheet?
No.
Just a regular sheet fits those beds.
Well,
even when you move it up.
When you have one, you have to buy it's a split king. Like it's two twin beds basically.
I see.
So you have two twin bed sheets on these things.
Okay. So does the family lower you back down and wait for you to start going
No,
watch
they
my
don't.
Mom spit up
because that doesn't
fur
happen.
Balls. Watch this.
It doesn't happen. I think what I said,
wait
I was like,
for it. Hold
you
on.
Know how sometimes I'm sure this is what happened. I'm sure I said acid reflux. He goes, "What the hell's that?" So I had to explain how, you know, sometimes you eat spaghetti and then, you know, you get like a little bit of heartburn. It's heartburn, basically.
Okay.
And then he's like, oh, so you have that all the time and you wake up in the middle of the night going, ha! And it just turned into this thing in his head where like every other story that anyone tells, you've been with four dudes in one day.
Right.
You know,
oh,
I've
really?
Got acid reflux it's that wakes me up me. All night. Yeah, it's you. You just hear stories the way you want to hear them.
I'll do the text right after these, fantastic. Everyone.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.